Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're digging into a question that trips up a lot of business owners. Which AI assistant should you actually be using? The article is called Claude, Copilot, or Gemini: Which AI assistant for which job in an SME? Written by Brett Allegra Wood on the Anabu AI blog.
And I've seen this play out so many times. Someone reads a glowing review, signs up for whatever tool had the best headline that week, rolls it out to the team, and 2 weeks later, nobody's touching it.
Brett makes that exact point. His answer is, the question itself is wrong. There isn't one best AI assistant the way there's a best spanner for a specific bolt. It depends entirely on what you're trying to do and where your team already works.
So it's less about which one is smartest and more about which one fits into how people actually spend their day.
Exactly. He breaks it down into three specialists. Claude is the thinker and writer. Copilot lives inside Microsoft 365. Gemini sits inside Google Workspace. They're not competing for the same slot. They solve different problems.
Right. So let's take Claude first. What's it actually built for?
Claude is what Brett reaches for when a job involves reading something long, reasoning carefully, or producing writing that has to sound like a person wrote it. Proposals that need to be persuasive and accurate, supplier contracts you want explained in plain English before you sign, a tricky customer complaint where the reply needs to be firm but warm.
That last one takes longer than it should. You end up rewriting the same sentence four times just trying to get the tone right.
Brett mentions it from his own property business, EasyTrack. There's a constant stream of tenant letters and notices where the wording matters, because getting it wrong has real consequences. Claude does the first draft. The person handling it edits instead of staring at a blank page.
That's a real shift. First draft to editing is a completely different task than writing from nothing.
The one caveat, Claude doesn't live inside your email or spreadsheets. It's a brilliant assistant you go and talk to, rather than one already sitting in the corner of every app.
Which is exactly where Copilot comes in.
Right. Copilot earns its place when your team already lives in Microsoft 365. Word, Excel, Outlook, Teams, PowerPoint. The point isn't that it's cleverer than the others. It's that there's nothing to switch to. It's already in the ribbon.
So you can summarize a Teams meeting you missed or draft a reply in the email you're already reading without opening anything else.
And Brett makes the point that for a lot of SMEs running on Microsoft, that no-context switching advantage matters more than raw capability. The best tool is the one people actually use, and people use the one that's already in front of them.
That's a hard truth. You can have the most capable tool in the world, but if it takes an extra step, half the team won't bother.
The honest caveat is that Copilot is only as good as the Microsoft data and licenses underneath it. Files need to be reasonably organized, the right subscription has to be in place, and the per-seat cost adds up quickly if you hand it to everyone rather than the people who'll genuinely use it.
And Gemini is the same logic, just for the Google side.
Same idea, different ecosystem. Google Workspace, Gmail, Docs, Sheets, Drive. If your team drafts in Google Docs and lives in Gmail, Gemini is already where your data and habits are. No copying things out and pasting them somewhere else.
So Microsoft Shop, Copilot, Google Shop, Gemini, and Claude for the heavier writing regardless of which one you're running.
That's basically Brett's recommendation. Most businesses he works with end up using two, not one, and he says that's completely sensible. Copilot or Gemini handles the everyday in-app jobs. Claude is the specialist you bring in for anything that has to be written well or reasoned through carefully. One does breadth, the other does depth.
I like that framing. One for the daily volume, one for the things that really matter.
And there's one piece of advice I think a lot of owners miss. Don't roll any of these out to the whole company on day one and hope it sticks. Pick three or four people who feel the pain most, give them one clear job to do with the tool, and let it prove itself before you scale.
So you're not asking the whole organization to change at once?
Exactly. AI should augment the people who are already drowning in work, not become another login nobody opens.
Really well put. So what's the one thing someone listening right now should actually do this week?
Ask yourself honestly where your team spends most of the day. If it's Microsoft, try Copilot for one task with two or three people. If it's Google, do the same with Gemini. Either way,
Write down the 2 or 3 writing jobs that eat the most time, because that's where Claude earns its keep.
And if you've heard all this and still aren't sure what fits your specific business, Brett offers a free AI audit at anaboo.ai. They look at how your team actually works and tell you honestly which tools fit which jobs. No hype, no hard sell.
The full article is on the Anaboo AI blog at anaboo.ai. If you want this working in your own business, that free audit is the right place to start.